We didn't get more and more cores and couldn't afford to build them. But another property was that each machine unit could be addressed. All right, I'm not going to tell so much about that. We built it from 56 to 58 and then programmed it for another year each time from May to May. The only comment I forgot to make for the slide was how I came to the name. I went to explain my program, my ideas, my project to the first international conference in Germany in 55, and they said it's not going to be a whirlwind, typhoon, hurricane, or whatever, but a friendly Viennese May breeze. And so I kept the name Mailüftel, which is precisely that. Well, I think that should be enough. A last story I could tell you is the abstract machine, which ended up in the Vienna definition language, but that really is so close to the present that it's not really a part of history. Well, except that it's already terminated in so far history. Thank you.
Please, there is time for some questions. Please.
Randall, what could you tell us about Tauschek's involvement with IBM and his patents?
Oh, yeah. I showed it there with the arrows. Tauschek, I forgot to mention, sold 169 of his 200 patents to IBM. It would be an interesting part of the story to find out what they did with that, which I don't know. My own computer was bought by IBM and moved into the IBM laboratory when we were started in 1961, where it worked for another couple of years. Is that answering your question? No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Please.
Lubert, Dartmouth. One of the things that I think we owe you very much here today is the way that you've shown many different threads coming together. And I think these threads that you've shown coming together really have even further things. For example, one of the things that coming back from the last IFIP Congress I ran into, I went back from Stockholm through Norway. And I found in the museum in Oslo a ancient Haurath machine. And it seems that the director of the Norwegian census had been associated with the Austrian census, had met Haurath, and at a very early stage of the game, Haurath had sent him a machine saying, go ahead and try it. And this apparently had considerable influence upon the evolution in Norway, which in turn resulted in Boulle's work, which in turn came to France through Compagnie Boulle. And these threads are spreading all over the place. Another example of this is that it's not well known, although it's quite carefully documented, that one of the things that Babbage was most proud of was his mechanical notation. And the relationship between that and Torres Cavado's specification language would be very interesting to trace, since it's quite obvious that Torres Cavado knew about Babbage's work.
Yes, he quotes Babbage. You're absolutely right. The Norwegian, and I know of the Norwegian accounting, they selected a part of the activity with the one Haurath machine activity. You, by the way, Americans tried out on the Philippines. The Philippine census was done on Haurath machines. But those were smaller enterprises. The most impact the work of the Austrian census had was the Statistical Congress in, I believe, 92 or so. They were fully documenting, showing the operations so that all the European and American statisticians could see how the operations went on. And I believe that was of more impact on world history than what was done in America, because the radiation at that time from America to Europe was not yet as big as it is today.
Randall, Torres de Quevedo, and I'm sure that I'm not telling you anything you do not know, did of course far more than quote Babbage. He, in 1914, tackled what was then typically called Babbage's problem. We would now describe Babbage's problem as the design of a fully automatic programmed computer with conditional branching. And there was a period when that was a well-known problem named after Babbage that people tried to tackle. Torres y Quevedo's machine that you showed was designed by him not because, as I understand it, he wanted to produce a calculating machine, but merely to demonstrate that the electromechanical technology that existed and that he had developed was in fact sufficient for these purposes, and therefore presumably for solving Babbage's problem. But I think it indicates that you need not just the person with the idea, not just the technology, but the need as well.
Yes.
And I think that if there had been a greater need, then Torres y Quevedo could well have produced a machine 20 years before the world actually saw one.
Yes.
Bauer. I think it might be interesting to note that about at the same time that Scheffler built his printing telegraph, Baudot in Paris also built a printing telegraph, and he also got in this undertaking necessarily into the problem of how to code it. And he had several codes, among which was the first chain code. The first code where you would only have the 32 bits on a ring, and you would then just always take the five adjacent ones and move it on. Of course, it is very simple for the engineer. It simplifies somehow the mechanism. But I think I'm not mistaken that Baudot also had a reflected binary code among the other proposals he looked into. The year I remember is about 1874, between 1870 and 1874. And Baudot and Scheffler seem to have been absolutely independent.
No, not in no way. No. Scheffler was the main exhibit of Austria at both the World Exhibition in Paris and the first electrical exhibition in Paris. He got high distinctions from the French. So very probably they knew of each other.
Yeah, but the inventions had been done independently.
The original inventions may be, but I found out that the codes in Central Europe at the time were so much the same that they must have had interconnections. You don't attach a certain letter to the same five or other bits if you don't take it over from somewhere else. Okay. So there must have been a lot of interconnections.
So that had to be looked into more.
The history of codes is something to still to study.
It's quite more manifold than it is indicated here. It's an own history in itself. Thank you.
May I have one last overhead. Do you still have it up there? The one you showed too early. This is just a list of things. We are talking at this conference on the history of computing, which is all right, but I have listed here a number of things which history could include too. And it's quite a long list. The history of conferences, to pick out just one. I'm sure not everybody knows about all the conferences.
Professor Zimanek, we thank you all. And now, please, let me be a break.